Big Back, the Made Avail for the final track from Granddaddy. Thanks very much, M180 sounded brilliant. But if you look at Someday, the album, which is out this week, it's very exciting. I've always found with Granddaddy albums, you can cut them in half, you can cut them in three bits, and you can say there are three different types of Granddaddy moods. With this album, you can't really do that. It's definitely more of a complete record. And I mean, you have to get to track five before you hear anything that slows down to more of an older Granddaddy sound for me.
I'm glad you said that, because that's a different perspective than everybody else. Everybody said this is really samey.
I think you've kept the same boundaries as Software Slump, and you've kept the same type of idea, which separates it from the earlier albums, but it's definitely a more complete, more One Vision sound. Glastonbury 2000, you played the new band tent, which made me laugh, before Flaming Lips. So that's my greatest ever festival moment, was that wee bit, because when you were on, I was so baked. But I lay outside the tent on my back, but it was just a beautiful set to listen to, lying on your back as the sun came down, you couldn't walk. And then the Flameless, which was a great gig. So you're going to do Glastonbury this year, I think?
Yeah, we are.
And you're doing Reading and Leeds as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, some people may say, you've said that people said the album's samey. That's nonsense. It's a classic record, Someday by Granddaddy. Brilliant follow-up. Do you want to do an album track? It's up to you. You can choose what you want.
Should we do another? This has been an upbeat hour. Let's do another upbeat
cool.
song with kind of not-so-upbeat lyrics.
Let's do The Go and The Go For It.
Lovely, brilliant. Granddaddy then, keep them away from the Bourbon. Someday out this week then, they're live from Midaville. This is the final track from the album Someday then. It's The Go and The Go For It. Thanks for coming in, boys.
Thanks for having us.